this key signature is a 1 flat. It's a B flat. So that means that if you are reading some of these single notes in this kind of song that has a key signature of a 1 flat, B flat, that means that whenever you see a B in the song, you're automatically not gonna play it as a regular B, but you're gonna make it the B flat instead. So whenever you see that the key signature has a B flat in it, you automatically have to remember, whenever I see a B in the song, it has to be a B flat. Also, we have a new chord. The new chord is a B flat. So the B flat chord. So remember that D7 barred chord where we had our finger flat across all the strings and then our second finger right there? Well, this is a B flat chord. It's a little bit like that. What we can do is take our first finger and make it flat, but just across strings 1 and 2. So that means that this finger is flat, while this finger is pointy on the second fret of the third string, and this finger right here is pointy on the third fret of the fourth string. So now that we have that B flat chord, we can play the song Yankee Doodle. I'm gonna go ahead and play the chords to this song instead of doing the single notes. So play the chords with me. Starts on an F, switches to C7, and at some point it plays the B flat chord. 1, 2, 3, and 4. So here we have Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and for this one, I'm gonna try doing a couple different kinds of cool strums, just because, why not? You don't have to do the same thing I'm doing, I just think that since I know Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and we're gonna be playing the song a little bit slow, then we're gonna have time to try some new things, some different types of strumming. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, ready, go. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on his farm he had some cows, E-I-E-I-O. two, a one, two, ready, go.
Check out all of our online video tutorials. Visit www.musicfunbooks.com. See our entire collection of books at amazon.com/author/Newman.
Now on this page, we have a couple new notes that are played on the A string, our first string. So we have fourth finger D, which is on the fifth fret. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is a high D. It sounds like that. And we also have the note E, it's high E. And that is a fourth finger on, what is this? The seventh fret. So practice going from D to E. You can even practice with different fingers if you want to. Anyways, let's move on to the song that we have here. We have Little Brown Jug. We are going to be playing this one with the chords, and afterwards I'm actually going to be playing the melody line, which is the written notes, and I hope that you guys can try doing that with me, even though it's going to be pretty hard to play those single notes, but we'll get through it. One, two, a one, two, ready, go.
Wife and I live all alone in a little hut we call our own. I love her and she loves me. Happy all together.
Let's try playing the single notes for Little Brown Jug. Make sure you have your first note, which is open E. One, two, one, two, ready, go. One, two, ready, go. Now we have some new chords to play. We have the chord D minor, which is played like this. First finger on the first fret of the second string. Our third finger goes on the second fret of the third string. And on our fourth string, we have our second finger on the second fret. So your hand should kind of look like this. Make sure that that hand is tilted towards the head of the ukulele and give it a strum. And we have the chord G minor, which is kind of a tough one. You put your second finger on the second fret of the third string, and your ring finger or third finger goes on the third fret of the second string, and then first finger right here goes on the first fret of the first string. It has that minor sound to it. It's not really like the other chords that are all major or seven chords. These are minor chords, so they're darker sounding. Major chord sounds happy. Minor chord sounds kind of eerie. A7 chord, super easy. All we do is stick our first finger right here and put it on the first fret of the third string right there, and that's it. Now we are going to play this song, and it has some rests in it, quarter note rests to be exact. Make sure you're really paying attention to those rests and to those down strums and up strums. And there's a repeat sign on the very first line. So once we're done repeating, we are actually continuing to the next line and then going to the end of the song. Oh, one, two. Oh, one, two. Ready, go. And repeat. Oh, one, two, oh, one, two, ready, go. And repeat. Here we have the song Snake Charmer. So we're gonna be doing a lot of pretty quick chord switchings. Make sure your fingers are ready for that. I'm gonna sing the song and we are gonna try the chords first. So here we go. One, two, and three. In a far off land, in a very far off land, lived a snake in a basket, lived a snake in a basket in a far off land, in a very far off land. One, two, and three. In a far off land, in a very far off land, lived a snake in a basket, lived a snake in a basket, in a far off land, in a very far off land. Now for any of you who are really feeling like playing those single notes and testing yourselves, We're going to play the single notes to this one. One, two, and three, and... Take a look at the Wellerman song. I like this one. This one's kind of like a pirate song. Here we go. One, two, one, two, ready, go.
Once was a ship that was put to sea.
Check out all of our online video tutorials. Visit www.musicfunbooks.com. See our entire collection of books at amazon.com/author/Newman.
Time signature. A time signature basically tells you how many beats there are in each measure of the song, and what kind of note gets one count for these measures. So what does that mean exactly? Well, the time signature we usually play in is 4-4, so that top number 4 is gonna be 4 beats in each measure of the song. If it was a 3-4 song, the time signature being 3-4, that would mean there would be 3 beats in each measure. Now let's try the song Amazing Grace, which is in 3-4 time. And because this song is in 3-4, you can strum it a few different ways. I'm going to strum it a certain way, but feel free to experiment with whatever strumming you want to do. One, two, three, ready, set. a couple new things right now. We have first and second endings. This has to do with the repeat signs that we keep seeing. So this is adding a little bit of something different to the whole repeating thing. So what this means is that when you see that repeat sign with the one and the line over it, over that amount of measures, whatever it is, that means that you are going to take that repeat. So you're going back to wherever it tells you to repeat to. But then when you're playing that song again, you are not going to play the first ending. You are actually going to skip over it completely and go straight to wherever the second ending is. And we also have some new types of rhythms for these notes. We have a dotted quarter note. A dotted quarter note actually gets 1.5 beats. And we have the eighth note, which gets a half beat, and an eighth rest, which is just like the eighth note, only it's a rest. So it's like a very quick rest. So first of all, we are going to play this song, Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore, but we are actually going to play the chords first, and we're taking that first ending, repeating to the beginning of the song, and then once we get to the last line of the song, we are skipping over that first ending entirely and just going straight to the second ending. One, two, oh, one, two. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Sister helped to trim the sails, let's try playing this song a little bit slower and actually playing the single notes to this song. One, two, oh, one, two. So here we have a different strumming pattern and a new chord. We have the F7 chord. The way we play this is we take our first finger and it goes on our first fret of the second string right here. And then we take our third finger and put that on the third fret of the third string, all threes. And we take our second finger, it goes on the second fret of the fourth string. Altogether, it sounds like this. And this new strumming pattern we have, we are going to practice with our F7 chord. So we're doing down, up, down, up, down, 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 up, down, up, down, down. If we're playing that even faster, it goes something like this. So we are going to play the chords to Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And for this song, I'm going to give you like a cue, like a head nod, when we are doing that new strumming pattern that goes like this. One, two, one, two, three. Swing low.
Check out all of our online video tutorials. Visit www.musicfunbooks.com. See our entire collection of books at amazon.com/author/Newman.